Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We'll move on because the government has launched a new project with Women's Aid to help employers develop workplace policies to support staff who may be experiencing domestic violence. The project follows the introduction of a statutory right to 5 days of leave for victims of domestic violence last March, which has yet to fully come into force. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Sarah Benson, who's Chief Executive of Women's Aid. Sarah, you're very welcome back to the programme. You might explain to us, first of all, how you'll be working with employers to develop policies on domestic violence.
Sure. Hi, Cormac. Good evening to all your listeners. Well, Women's Aid are delighted to be joining with the department to support the implementation of this legislation, the domestic violence leave, which, as you say, is on a statutory footing, but it hasn't actually commenced yet. So any employers out there listening, please don't worry. This is something that will be coming in over the coming months. And we hope that Women's Aid will be here to help you prepare for it. Mm-hmm. And basically what we'll be doing is we've been contracted by the department because we have quite some experience of working with employers in this regard, and in partnership with a HR and legal advisor, to develop template policies to roll out a number of webinars just to explain what the law is, how it can be implemented effectively in the workplace, what it isn't also requiring employers to do, which is not to be a counsellor, not to be a specialist support service, and then also to compile a range of kind of common questions which employers have already been asking and will continue to ask. And at the end of the project, all of those materials will be open source. They'll be available. They'll move from the website we use to a government website. And so they'll be available for employers of any kind of company of any size to access and put in place to help them roll out that particular provision
of statutory. You just want the employer to have the procedure in place and not to ignore it, but if it ever comes to pass that it's needed, that it just clicks into action automatically.
Absolutely. We know that having the leave on its own is actually not probably going to result in much of an uptake of it. And really, the purpose of this leave, and I mean, Minister O'Gorman has been really clear on this, this sits within the strategy to combat domestic, sexual and gender-based violence, is we want the small number of employees who may really benefit from this leave to feel that they know how they can access it, to be assured of the confidentiality of the process and the fact of, you know, who to go to and whom to talk to. So the policy, a policy is actually as important, if not more important, than the paid leave itself. And that's what we hope to be able to provide to employers and encourage them to put in place structures. And, you know, not to be frightened of this as a form of leave. It's very similar to kind of how you would handle things like force majeure, sick leave. You know, employers actually have a lot of the skills and capabilities in place to deal with sensitive issues. And we want to make sure that they feel confident that this is another one of those.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask you before I let you go, Sarah, if employers actually get in contact with Women's Aid, they might not have policies or procedures in place, but it might come into the office, this issue, and do they seek advice?
Yes. I mean, sometimes what will happen is, and it's a good opportunity for me just to shout out, just to say we do run the National Domestic Violence Helpline, and anyone who's either directly affected by this issue or maybe concerned about somebody, whether that's as an employer or a family member or a friend, can call us 24/7 on 1-800-341-900 or go on our website. Or we have been working with employers for quite some time in developing and supporting and reviewing policies and also delivering training, in fact, which isn't part of this project with the department, but is something that we have provided to employers in the past. So there is support and help there for employers who want to do the right thing, which we know is the vast majority of employers.
Okay, indeed. Sarah Benson, Chief Executive of Women's Aid, thank you very much.